bad. I bet the other kids. Yeah, it's a real cool club, and you're not part of it.
Midwest Punks.
Welcome back.
We started the show off there, Brian, with a little Screeching Weasel.
Yes, sir. What? That was a Cool Kids song of theirs off of their 96 album, Bark Like a Dog.
Nice. And we played some Screeching Weasel on the show before. And, you know, one of the favorites that we like to play from time to time and always end up on the playlist. And they're always... fitting for, you know, like a lot of bands have, you know, been inspired by them and even worked with them over the years. So good way to open the show. And again, Midwest Punks podcast is available online. You can go to midwestpunks.com and see our old episodes. You can follow us on Facebook. We try to post things from time to time. You can reach out to us on there as well with some, you know, band recommendations, some song recommendations, whatever it is, or just to say hey and let us know what you think. But we try to mix it up, and that's one of the shows we're doing today is kind of stuff that's been rotating in and out of our playlist and some songs we hope you'll like. So that's what we try to do is either bring you some music you haven't heard for a while or some of your favorite songs you're recommending or, some music that you haven't heard before. So if that sounds cool, keep tuning in. And like I said, reach out to us if you get a chance. So, Brian, again, we got some songs that were on our playlist, started with Screeching Weasel.
A little more about them, if people out there aren't familiar. They are a Chicago band from Prospect Heights, Illinois. So Chicago suburb. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the band was formed in 86 by Ben Weasel and John Jughead.
Okay.
So they got popular in the early 90s after signing to Lookout Records. So other bands like the Queers
I think Green Day was on Lookout Records.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've been around a while were around for a while. I don't think they're around anymore. But the band is cited to be a major influence over many bands playing in the style. So the kind of that Ramones kind of esque sound.
Yeah.
A lot of the bands kind of Vindictives, Queers. Mm. Chicago-based bands, like in that Lookout record kind of world, all had that kind of Ramones-ish sound to them. So they're one of the first ones to kind of popularize that. So it's kind of unique to that group, I guess.
Yeah.
But they have 37 releases. That's 16 albums, 15 singles and EPs, and 6 comps. It's a according to Discogs. Nice. So sometimes I'll catch an album or two they didn't get on there, but
gives you an idea of close, what they got out there. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah,
that's a lot of music, so plenty of stuff to check out.
But yeah, like I said, that was a track off their '96 album, Bark Like a Dog. So
and the name of the song was
It is Cool Kids.
Cool Kids. Okay. Nice. Well, speaking of the kind of Ramones core style of punk music, on my list, the first song that I'll play on my list is by Teenage Bottle Rocket. So they're another Ramones core pop punk band, kind of known for that sound, and they're from Wyoming, and of course their influences were the Ramones and Screeching Weasel. Nice. But also Green Day, Bouncing Souls, bands like that from that era. And they just came out with an album back in August. It's their ninth studio album. It's called Sick Sesh. And it's on Fat Records, which we play a lot of their music. A lot of the bands, they got some really awesome
people
signed to their...
Most pots, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so this song's from that album, but they just released this music video last week. So again, if you're listening to this later on... It's November 2nd right now, but last week, I think it was the 26th, they released this music video for this song. It's called Never Sing Along, and Teenage Bottle Rocket is also coming to Chicago on November 20th at Chop Shop. So I haven't been to that venue.
Me either.
But I think there are still some tickets available, so you can go on or show up at the door if you think you're lucky, not going to get sold out before you get there.
Yeah.
And then they're also playing in Indy the next day, November 21st at Melody Inn. So just in case, some people, Indy's not too far of a drive, and just in case the 20th doesn't work out, you got two dates there where they're going to be in the area. And so, yeah, let's take a listen to Never Sing Along by Teenage Bottle Rocket.
All right, here we go.
Sing Along, and that was by Teenage Bottle Rocket, and again that was off their newest album Sick Sesh, which came out back in August of 2021, so that was this year, and that music video is brand new, so we kind of broke that one. No, I'm just just by chance, I happened to see that they'd popped that out there in the last couple of days. So, and again, they're coming to Chicago and Indy pretty soon, November 20th and 21st. So, if you hear this show before then, you want to check it out. I would love to go. There's a couple shows coming up that I'm going to try and see if I can sneak away to. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, and that was a nice little, you know, you had Screeching Weasel and I had Teenage Bottle Rocket that was inspired by Screeching Weasel. So that always ends up happening. And,
yeah, we don't really converse about what we're going to play.
Didn't plan it at all.
And it just happens.
Yep. Just how it's just the punk.
It's our cycles. Our punk cycles are synced.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good way to put it. So I'll shoot it back over to you, Brian. What do you got?
Awesome. Next band I'm going to go to is Good Riddance.
Okay.
They are a punk band from Santa Cruz, California. They started around 1986. They are considered hardcore skate punk with their lyrical themes are range from political protest stuff to personal struggles and alienation, things like that. They recorded 7 albums on Fat Records. So back to Fat Records. They always show up somewhere.
Oh yeah. I don't know if we've done a show without without
right. Them. You might as well be a sponsor. Anyway, they disbanded after recording 7 albums on Fat Records, and they released their final album in 2007 called, what was it? It was a live recording of their farewell concert in 2007. So that was their last album they did. And then in 2012, they announced on their website that they were reuniting. So they got back together, and they dropped their 8th studio album, Peace in Our Time, in 2015, and then in 2019 released their 9th studio album, Thoughts and Prayers, also on Fat Records. So
nice.
Yeah, they've been around a while, and one of my favorite bands from the 90s. I used to listen to them quite a bit. So
yeah, I always remember their songs popping up on playlists and hearing them, you know, referenced in other, like, you know, other bands and stuff.
For sure.
Too. So, of course, Good Riddance was that Green Day song that got famous. So
I'd try to search punk Good Riddance and that's all you're going to find.
Yeah, really. I was going to say, yeah. And then, you know, I think there's a, I thought there was a cover band that was something like Good Riddance at one point. So yeah, but they're definitely their own band and have a lot of awesome music out there. So
yeah, I think to differentiate themselves, sometimes they go as GR.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've seen that anyway.
Yeah. So, well, what song from Good Riddance you're going to play?
This is a song off of their 95 album For God and Country titled Mother Superior.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
How ready are you to die for an ideal? What's the connection between a lie and what is real? Mother Superior, I've got an angel on my back. I'm one of the righteous and I'm never going back. No, I'm never going back. Who's that shining forth, white man? Wrapped it down behind me. He's waiting for a push to send me head over heels. Who's that black ops force, my general? Walking up a hill to ask the liberals nicely to help finance this private war. Let a body trust that man. Puts the rifle in your hand, seeking thoughts of vengeance, re-embrace. Let all but one man on the other side. There's a man with twice your pride, and he'll put your feet first in an unmarked grave. There was a time in our history when we justified saying our destiny's manifest. Now imperialism is the mantra of the West. See that trigger happy. College boys love the chance. Try out their new toys and then wash the city streets clean with the blood of infidels. And a body trust that man when you push the rifle in your hand. Sing the songs of vengeance, and grace. And how much you want to bet on the other side? There's a man with twice your pride and a bunch of feet first in an unmarked grave.
another greedy man into the dictatorial puppet show. Now tell me, until you trust, until you trust in the volatile atmosphere, the perpetual weight of hostile atmosphere, call it a threat to national security, call it just a voice they face, one more place to wait for cheap labor. Hail the monarchy, hail the oligarchy, the potential for anarchy, and we pat ourselves finally on the back.
All right, that was Good Riddance with Mother Superior off their 95 album, For God and Country.
Yeah, yeah, nice. I hadn't heard them in a while, so that was cool to kind of throw back to them. And kind of along those lines, even though it hasn't been as long, but this came to mind for me next on my list was a band we played a lot of, you know, when we started the show, and we even had them on. They were our first guest. But they've been a little quiet. I keep telling myself I'm going to reach out, see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized it had been a while since we played some Lights Over Bridgeport on the show. And so I wanted to change that and play some Lights Over Bridgeport.
Nice.
Awesome band. I just, you know, every time they come on, it gets me going. You know, the music's really, really awesome. High, you know, usually a fast paced, and you know, the lyrics are good. The drums and the bass and everything hit. I've seen them live once or twice, and like I said, they were on our show to promote their new album, and then COVID hit and everything. But if you're not familiar with them, they are a Chicago based band. There's four guys from Hammond area in Northwest Indiana, but they're based out of Chicago now. And they've shared the stage with, like, you know, 88 Fingers Louie, Naked Ray Gun, Face to Face, Real Big Fish, Chevelle, the list goes on. So they've done some really, really good touring with some bands that are, you know, staples in the genre. So they've made a name for themselves. And then they released their newest album, which was Better This Way, in May of 2020. They were building that up.
Mm-hmm.
They were, they even had a short documentary on the website about it. And they were pre-selling vinyls, doing all this stuff. We had them on the show to talk about it. And then COVID just ramped up and pretty much shut down things right as their album was released. So they never really got a chance to tour for the album or anything. Which was a bummer, because I probably would have been to a couple of those shows if they were in the area.
Definitely,
so,
yeah.
And like I said, they've been a little quiet on social media and stuff. So hopefully they'll be announcing something soon, throwing out some new music or something, putting some tour dates out there. But either way, we'll see if we can find out any other info and bring that to you guys. But I wanted to play a song called Prayers and Eulogies off their 2013 album, which was the same name, Prayers and Eulogies. So this song, again, just kind of, you know, get you going when you hear it. So let's go.
All right, here we go.
Patience now, marry, talk, come on.
And that was Prayers and Eulogies by Lights Over Bridgeport. That album came out in 2013. They have a new album, Better This Way, that came out in 2020. So give it a listen and keep an eye out for some news or new music or tour dates or something from those guys, hopefully, because they're an awesome band and from the Midwest. So show them some support. But Brian, I'll turn it back over to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna change my list here because you just brought them up, and they were influenced by Face to Face. Mm-hmm. So the last song on my list was actually Face to Face.
Okay. So again, we do it again. No, this was not rehearsed.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So we're just psychic, natural, I think, is what it is.
Yeah.
Honing our psychic powers. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So Face to Face is a skate punkish band from 91, and they came from Victorville, Southern California, and they first got their attention back in 95 when they released the album Big Choice. It featured the song Disconnected, which received heavy rotation on KROQ radio in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and it was heard in the movies Tank Girl and National Lampoon's Senior Trip. Mm-hmm. So they got kind of blew up with that, but they broke up actually in 2004. Which allowed some of the members to go on and focus on other projects. They played in other bands like Legion of Doom, Me First and the Gimme Gimmies, The Offspring, and Saves the Day. So
nice, yeah.
Kind of got those projects going. And in April of 2008, after the four-year break, Face to Face came back together for the first time and at the Glass House in Pinoma, California. And since then, they've continued to play. So. Nice. They've released, I believe, 5 more studio albums since then. And, yeah, so they're still going.
Yeah, that's awesome. And they've influenced a lot of bands along the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's Lights Over Bridgeport, as we just heard.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And I think he's wearing a Face to Face t-shirt in one of their music videos that they have out there.
For sure.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's awesome. So Face to Face, what song are we going to hear?
I want to hear the track Walk the Walk. It's off their 96th self-titled album.
All right, awesome. Let's hear it then.
All right. All right, that was Face to Face with Walk the Walk. That was off their self-titled 1996 album.
Awesome song, and they're another one that anytime they pop up, you know, when you're just letting Spotify or YouTube do their thing, and you're they pop up, you're like, oh yeah, it's Face to Face.
Definitely.
So, yeah, well, I will take it back, and I have one more Chicago-based band on my list. So I had Teenage Bottle Rocket, or Midwest, because is Wyoming in the Midwest? I meant to look that up, and that's too far out. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Well, I had Lights Over Bridgeport, which was a Chicago-based band, and I got one more for everybody tuning in. That's and it's another band that we had played a lot of for a little while there. And when they were doing some stuff, and I realized it's been a little while. So Rational Anthem, they are a band originally from Florida, but they've now relocated to Iowa and kind of play out of Chicago a lot. And just great energy. They're a pretty funny group of people who are really active on social media and try to be, you know, out there as much as they can. They have awesome songs and it's a three-person band, so Noelle, she rocks it on the vocals and guitar, and then she's joined by her brother Pete and their friend Chris, and they describe themselves as pop or punk of the pop variety that doesn't need to be defended. Think early 90s Blink covered in salt. So, yeah, they're trying to say a little harder than the kind of pop punk that from the 90s, but... Mm-hmm. But yeah, they've got three albums, I believe, out there. Their latest was It's Only Permanent, which was released with AF Records in November of 2019. I haven't seen much come, you know, in the way of new music or any announcements on record changing or anything like that, record label changing. But they have been doing some touring. They were they just did the fest down in Florida, so they kind of went back home and did that, and they. I think they just had something recently kind of around here, but it already passed. I think it was over in Iowa. But yeah, they've been doing some touring, so hopefully some new music won't be far behind from that. But I wanted to kind of take it back a little bit and play one of their songs, Welcome to Paradise City. Welcome to Paradise, again, was a Green Day song, so not to get confused, you know, like with Good Riddance and stuff.
Paradise City was a Guns N' Roses song, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And then Welcome to Paradise was the Green Day. So yeah, a lot of overlap in there. So if you pull up the wrong song, don't be shocked. But it's Rational Anthem, and their Welcome to Paradise City song was, I believe, on that 2019 album. So, but they're, again, follow them on Facebook. They're really pretty funny, and they put on an awesome show from what I've seen, and probably one of the bands I'm looking forward to seeing live. I haven't gotten the chance to, so really looking forward to today when I get to be in the crowd at one of their shows. So, but in the meantime, let's give you a taste of some Rational Anthem.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, that was Welcome to Paradise City by Rational Anthem. Again, originally from Florida, but they play out of, they're from Iowa now, and they play out of Chicago a lot, so keep an eye out for some shows that they'll be playing, hopefully soon in the area, and I will definitely get to one of their shows when they're close by. So, but I think their music's awesome, and I know we've played them a lot on the show, it's just been a while, so just to remind everybody how awesome Rational Anthem is, there was another song. But Brian, I will turn it back over to you. We're a little over halfway through the show. Got a couple more songs for people. So what do you got next to play?
I'm going to go with the Huntingtons. They get us out of the Midwest for a minute here.
Yeah.
The Huntingtons are they're a punk band from Baltimore, Maryland that started around 1993. They were heavily influenced by the Ramones. Their first album was called Sweet 16. It was released in 1996 by Flying Tart Records. And a few months later, they attempted to record a Ramones cover album. It was entitled Rocket to Ramonia. And it's a solid cover album, but they released it on Burnt Toast Vinyl, their label, and it didn't get a lot of attention. It was a very limited release, so I don't think it really took off as much as they hoped. But they've done other albums that have some Ramones covers on them.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
They definitely, since then, they put out 16 more albums, 4 singles, an EP, 6 comps, for a total of 28 releases. So they definitely have plenty of stuff out there.
Yeah, and I'm sure that Rocket to Ramonia is available somewhere.
Yeah, you can find it. I've listened to it in the past and a while before starting the show, is like see if I could find a song on there that I wanted to play, but I liked the song that I chose a little bit better. It is actually off their 1999 album, Get Lost, titled No Pool Party Tonight. It's
nice. I know this one sounds familiar, and I think I know which song it is. It just
escaping me right now.
So probably once I hear it, one of those songs when you hear it, you realize you've heard it a lot. But
yeah,
Huntington's got a lot of music out there, so let's give people a little taste with No Pool Party Tonight.
All right, here we go.
Tonight.
right. That was the Huntingtons with No Pool Party Tonight. Their 1999 album, Get Lost.
And the Ramones core was heavy with
yeah,
that
right?
one. Very but, heavy. But awesome, yeah. And made me want to check out that Rocket to Ramonia cover. Yeah,
find a couple
they
songs to do, on
because mm-hmm. they seem like they would nail it. So, yeah, going to have to check that out, the Huntingtons. Okay, nice. Well, I'll steal back real quick. I got two more songs on my list. This next band is a duo. They're Mobina Galore, and they're formed in 2011 in Winnipeg, Canada. And they describe themselves as a vocally aggressive power chord punk duo. And I think I played them on the show at least once before. And the lead singer and guitarist is Jenna Priestner, and the drummer and backup vocals is Marcia Hansen. And they have three full-length albums out there, most recent being Don't Worry, which was released in September 2019. And there is a short documentary about the making of the album, and that's all available on their website, which is Mobina Galore, MobinaGalore.com. But this song that I'm going to play is called Fade Away, and it's a single that they released in 2018. But you know, they hit pretty hard in their music, and the vocals. She's got an awesome voice and can really kind of like belt it out there. So this always pops up on my playlist, a couple of their songs, and this one is definitely one of my favorites. So wanted to share it and let everybody get a taste of Mobina Galore.
Awesome.
and definitely check them out. So let's start with Fade Away.
Here we go.
There's nothing to gain.
just trying to keep myself occupied.
Mobina Galore with Fade Away. And Brian, we were saying in that song, she sounds a lot like another one of our favorite bands, Sincere Engineer, the singer Deanna from there.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially on that song, I think more than some of the others. But yeah, I think they would definitely be pretty fun to hear them do like a song together, collaborate on something, because they both got that kind of, I don't know, grungy, raspy voice, like whatever it is, you know, whatever the right word is. But awesome music. So again, check them out. Show them some love. And Brian, last song that you got on your list?
My last song is a band that I've played a few times, one of my favorites, the Bull Weevils.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They are a Chicago band, if you're not familiar with them. Started around 1989. The members consist of Daryl Wilson on vocals, Peter Mittler on bass, Ken Fitzner, Ken Weevil on guitar, and Pete Mumford on drums. We've talked about him before, obviously. Daryl Wilson, the singer, he went to school and for medical school, actually. In 1996, he graduated, and they kind of broke up after that so he could focus on his doctoring.
Yeah.
Didn't
we see him in a commercial?
Yes, that's what I was showing. I was about to say. Yeah. Yeah, so it was, I was watching TV the other day, and I came in a car. I'm like, look at this. I swear it's him. And it was Daryl in a commercial for the medical place that he works for. I don't remember the name of it, but he was advocating for coming to their hospital, I guess. But I saw his long dreadlocks, and it's unmistakable. That was definitely him. So
yeah, they just had all the staff members, and you see him. And
Like, wait a minute. That's Daryl.
Nice.
Yeah, too fun. But anyway, after he kind of got situated and did his doctor in for a little while, they got back together and started playing shows again, like 2003. Then they got invited to play Riot Fest 2006, and they've been active ever since. So
nice, that's awesome. In the operating room or something one day on like stage at Riot Fest the next day. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But in all, the band has released 4 studio albums, 13 singles and EPs, and 2 comps. So that's 13.
Yeah, decent amount of music out there.
Yeah. 20-ish releases.
Yeah. And they've been around in the scene for so long, too. It's just awesome that they've inspired a lot of and influenced a lot of bands, but then they're still out there, too.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
That makes it awesome. So what song from the Bull Weevils?
I'm going to play a song off of their 95 album, Heavyweight. It's called Fence Sitter.
All right. Nice. Well, let's hear it.
All right. Here we go. right. That was the Bull Weevils with Fence Sitter off their 1995 album, Heavyweight. And it's one of my favorites of theirs. So
yeah, I know we've played Bull Weevils on the show, but rightfully so, like we said, they've influenced a lot of bands, especially from the Midwest. And it's awesome that they're still out there.
Yeah,
so, you know,
super cool.
You can, but definitely one of those bands that you want to try and see, you know, at some point. If they're still going to be coming around. Because they've been playing since 86, it was, I think, so...
89.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, that's a long time, so...
For sure.
Definitely put them towards the top of your list for bands you want to see, your band bucket list or whatever. All right, well, I got one more song on my list, and before we play out with this one, just again, the Midwest Punks podcast is... available to listen to anytime from midwestpunks.com, which takes you to the Lakeshore Public Radio website, which is the studio that Brian and I record out of. We both work here at Lakeshore Public Media in Northwest Indiana. And so you can see all the past episodes there. You can make your way over to Facebook, follow us there, hit us up either on the email or that's listed there or the Facebook page and give us some recommendations or show us some of your music or whatever it is. And
we do have an Instagram page now as well.
Yep,
if
yep,
you
want to
find that, Midwest Punks Pod.
Yeah, we still have that post pinned to the top too, so you can make your way over there easier. And we're hoping, you know, as we get out to more shows, we can fill that up with some cool pictures and some cool, you know, stuff. So we're trying to get more active out there as COVID stuff was kind of starting to loosen up a little bit, and
now it gets cold.
Now we're about to have winter, and yep. Brian is counting down the days to a baby. So then things will change for sure. So my youngest baby just turned a year, so opposite things. You know, now I'm starting to be like, hey, I got a little more freedom, I think, and you're going to be like, I can't get anything done.
So. I get notes from Carl. So yeah, tell me what to do here.
It's awesome, but takes up a little bit of time when you have a kid. So
yeah. Any advice through the Facebook page? I'm welcome.
yeah, exactly. And but we'll keep coming to you guys as much as we can and bring you guys some shows. But looking for recommendations anytime. So the last song I'm going to play now is by a band we played them a lot on the show, Bad Cop, Bad Cop. It's four ladies who really rock out of Southern California.
Not four ladies, four ladies, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like there's four of them, and there's a four-person band with ladies who rock out of Southern California. They're signed to, again, Fat Records. They signed with them originally in 2013, and they have three studio albums, the first being Not Sorry, which was in 2015, Warriors, which was 2017, and most recently The Ride, which came out in 2020. And there have been a couple of EPs there. Again, with that album coming out in 2020, they did not get to do a lot of touring to promote it, but they did a lot of online concerts and Facebook concerts and stuff during the close down and stuff like that. They do a lot of really, and they also did a lot of the music videos where they asked their fans to send in, you know, video of them singing it. They pieced it all together. So they have a couple of really cool music videos out there like that. And their music's always, you know, got a lot of positive messaging behind it, either overcoming adversity or, you know, supporting, young women growing up and, you know, feminist things and stuff like that. So always got a lot of good messaging behind it. And this song is definitely the same. It's about taking ownership of wrongdoings and mistakes. And, you know, the best way to do that is to kind of confront it right away. So the name of the song is called Take My Call. So listen for the, them referencing things about that. But this was off that latest album, The Ride, which was in 2020. And they have been touring a lot. And they are actually coming to Reggie's in Chicago with Antiflag on November 18th. But that show is sold out.
Yeah.
So keep an eye. I would keep an eye, though, if you really want to go. Keep an eye on Facebook or even just swing by. They might have some people not show up and have some room, but wouldn't bet on it because that's going to be an awesome show. But again, I haven't seen them, but I really look forward to seeing them one day. But in the meantime, we'll send you out with some Bad Cop, Bad Cop with the song Take My Call, and we'll be back with another episode soon. And maybe try and get some more guests and stuff in the studio.
Yeah, if you're a band out there and you want to get on the show, let us know. We definitely squeeze you in here.
Yeah. So, but yeah, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time, and playing out with Take My Call by Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
All right. See you next time.